91X News.
It's 23 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Leonard. Constable Eric Shorey was charged with criminal harassment and breach of trust by the OPP. Constable Shorey has been a member of the Belleville Police Service since 2007. He is currently suspended from all duties with pay. A Trenton man was given a $65 fine after Belleville police found him staggering around a downtown road. Police said he was intoxicated to the point of being a danger to himself, and he was arrested and charged with public intoxication. Around 3:30 this morning, police were called to a home in the West End for a domestic dispute. By the time police got there, they were inside. A man answered the door and refused to give any information to police. He then shut the door and left by climbing off the balcony, where he landed in front of another police officer. He was arrested, charged with public intoxication, and given a $65 fine. The United Nations is predicting a bloody confrontation in a Syrian city today. Mark Levy has more from Cairo.
Syrian forces are closing in on Aleppo, the country's largest city, scene of days of battles with rebel forces. Attack helicopters are backing up the military, and MiG fighters fly overhead, setting off sonic booms. Syrian President Bashar Assad can't afford to lose control there. UN officials are warning a Syrian assault on Aleppo could result in a bloodbath, with civilians caught in the crossfire. The UN points to unconfirmed reports of atrocities, like snipers and soldiers killing people. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Hudson's Bay says it will close most of its 64 remaining Zellers locations across the country, affecting up to 6,400 jobs, many of them in Ontario. Hudson's Bay sold the majority of the leases for its 279 discount stores to Target for $1.83 billion last year. A spokeswoman said the company determined that continuing to operate Zellers banner in its current form was not viable. Most of the remaining stores will be closed by March 2013. Health Ministry officials say reports of cancelled OHIP cards are isolated incidents. There are still more than 3.5 million Ontario residents with the old red and white health cards that have no expiry date and no picture. Health Minister Deb Matthews says there have been no changes to the program to move people over to the new cards, and wants people to know they can still use their old health cards. The red and white health cards are still valid and can still be used at hospitals and clinics, and medical staff can call a 24-hour line to verify the status of any health card that is presented by a patient. British Columbia Premier Christy Clark says she can't sign on to a national energy strategy before resolving a dispute over the Northern Gateway pipeline. Clark stepped out of meetings at the Council of the Federation in Halifax to make the announcement as premiers work to cobble together a pan-Canadian strategy on energy. Clark says her province is bearing too much risk from potential oil spills at sea or on land, while receiving only 8% in tax benefits.
You know, I know discussions will continue, and I certainly see value in having a national energy strategy. It actually has to have some meaning, though, for it to work. And at the moment, it's not a national energy strategy if BC hasn't signed on. It's not a national energy strategy if the gateway, the West Coast gateway to Asia, is not part of the discussion.
Prime Minister Harper says the entire country stands behind the Canadian Olympic team as the Summer Games in London get underway. Harper's message to the team says their courage, determination, and hard work have gotten them this far, and their commitment and dedication will help them carry them through the next 2 weeks. Canada's Olympic athletes will be led in the Olympic Stadium by Canadian flag bearer and triathlete Simon Whitfield. It's not confirmed, but a Quebec cabinet minister suggests Quebecers should prepare to head to the polls as summer winds down. According to Municipal Affairs Minister Laurent Lessard, Tuesday, September 4th, is the likely date of a provincial election. He told a Quebec radio state network that he expects the premier to call an election campaign next week. Premier Jean Charest would be seeking a rare fourth term in office. Investors are giving a thumbs down to yesterday afternoon's announcement that Facebook's second quarter revenue grew to almost $1.2 billion. That's less than analysts had expected. As a result, reporter Biana Goldriga tells us Facebook shares dropped 10% in after-hours trading.
Well, this was the first time we've heard from CEO Mark Zuckerberg since the company's disastrous IPO 2 months ago. Now, we learned that while Facebook did meet earnings estimates, revenue growth is falling, and that's a big concern. Now, when it comes to the future of the company, we learned that half of Facebook's users are now logging onto the site through their smartphones and Blackberries. That's raising alarm that the company hasn't figured out how to maximize profits through mobile advertising quite yet.
There are fresh reasons to worry that the U.S. economy is stalling again, 3 years after the end of the recession. The American government says the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 1.5% from April through June, as Americans cut back sharply on spending. Economists Gus Fauché says he expects a stronger economic growth later this year.
Businesses remain highly profitable. They have the money to invest. Interest rates are low. The housing market is starting to pick up, so that will be a positive. And I'm hopeful that the worst in Europe is over and so that the drag there will lift somewhat.
Threats to the U.S. economy have left consumers too anxious to spend freely. Jobs are tight and pay isn't keeping up with inflation. The Vatican says Pope Benedict has met with cardinals and officials conducting investigations into the stealing and leaking of secret documents. A Vatican spokesman says a decision is expected in about 10 days. Right now, the Pope's butler is the only man arrested in the case. That's 91X to 1206. Jack Carver has sports and weather next.
Hi, this is Pat, a career planning specialist with Loyalist Community Employment Services, and this is a job tip moment. If you're in the job market, you can relate to the old saying, looking for work is a full-time job, but you don't have to do it alone. The more people who know you and what you're looking for, the better. So where do you begin? Start here. We'll help you with your resume, interview skills, and we'll support you in your job search. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. Start at Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas East in Belleville, and communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Carver with 91X Sports. Lots of hockey news. Free agent forward Alexander Semin agreed to terms with the Carolina Hurricanes on a one-year contract worth $7 million U.S. Semin has scored 54 points each of the last two seasons. The Flyers signed forward Jakub Voracek to a four-year contract worth $17 million. Voracek says he tried to keep a positive outlook during the free agency process.
If I was getting signed, I was getting signed. If I wasn't, you know, I wasn't. I mean, I was patient. I know I'm going to get that opportunity to sign, and you know, like, exactly what happened.
Voracek had 18 goals and 49 points in 78 regular season games last season. The NHL Players Association made a number of presentations to owners yesterday before talks between the union and the NHL concluded for the week. Player pensions, length of training camp, and ice conditions were the topics of this round. The two sides agreed to continue negotiations toward a new collective bargaining agreement on Monday in New York. The current agreement expires September 15th. The London Games officially kick off with the opening ceremony at Olympic Stadium. The show by Oscar-winning director Danny Boyle will feature a performance by Paul McCartney, but not much more is known. The identity of the person who will light the cauldron also remains a mystery. The first world record has fallen in London. South Korean archer Im Dong-hyun broke his own record in the 72-arrow mark during the preliminary event. The feat is made more remarkable by the fact that Im is legally blind. A new team will take the lead atop the CFL's East Division tonight. The Toronto Argonauts visit the Montreal Alouettes in the lone game tonight. It's their first meeting of the season. Both teams are tied with Hamilton at 4 points. Carlos Villanueva takes the mound as the Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game series against Detroit. The Jays are coming off a 10-4 win over Oakland yesterday. The Tigers, meanwhile, are a half game back of the Chicago White Sox for the AL Central lead. Just one matinee game in baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals try for a third win in a row against the Chicago Cubs. Tonight, Cincinnati attempts to stretch its winning streak to 8 against Colorado, while the New York Yankees open a series at home to Boston. The Vancouver Whitecaps will be looking to gain a little ground in the Western Conference standings on the road. The Caps visit Real Salt Lake in the only MLS game tonight. Vancouver trails second place RSL by 5 points. Rob Bagg, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders receiver, will undergo season-ending surgery to repair a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. The 27-year-old Kingston native missed all of last season after undergoing two operations for a torn ACL in his right knee. Bagg injured his left knee in the first quarter of Saskatchewan's 70-1 home win over the Edmonton Eskimos on July 8th. Bagg had six catches for 69 yards in his three appearances this season, his fifth with the Riders. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Now for the weather. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 27, increasing clouds overnight with a chance of showers with a low of 18. Saturday, cloudy, a chance of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon, a high of 26. Sunday, sunny, low of 15 and a high of 28. At 12:10, it's 23 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jack Carver with Tyson Leonard. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.